Welcome to the EICC Embassy International Chamber of Commerce podcast.
Hello, EICC family. It's Ursula Frederick Brown here again for another episode of the EICC podcast. In this episode, we're going to talk about what some may refer to as Seven Mountains, but we in the chamber refer to it as empowered influences of commerce and culture. And those influences include arts and entertainment, media, education, family, ministry, business and economy, and government. Now, we won't spend our entire time in each episode unpacking all of the seven influencers at once, but we will delve into each one over a series of episodes. So let's get into it. As members of the Embassy International Chamber of Commerce, we want to convey it's extremely important for each person or each business to feel a part of the entire design of our mission and our vision, as well as what we advance as God's original intent for his children in the world. And when he created us each individually with a unique design for a unique purpose. And so because of that, we feel like the gifts and talents that you have, that you've been endowed with by the Creator, was intended for a specific purpose in the marketplace. And so in some instances, of course, that doesn't translate over into traditional ministry, like the fivefold gifts, preaching, teaching, evangelism, prayer, so on and so forth. However, there is a specific place for you in the marketplace. And it is our understanding in studying the Seven Mountains and even developing it so that we could also assimilate something that is identical or complementary in the marketplace. Therefore, we want to have all of our members, all of our aspiring entrepreneurs, creatives, service providers, to understand that even if your particular influence in the marketplace isn't defined in the same way that we define the Seven Mountains, there's still a place for you here in the chamber as well as out there in the world. So let's unpack some of these influencers, societal influencers. We first want to start with understanding the idea behind the philosophy of Seven Mountains. And some of the contemporary writers today that I follow or have followed or gotten insight from include Johnny and Elizabeth Enlow, Lance Wallnau, Oz Hillman, and more closer to home, I would say, is Bishop Eddie Long and Miles Monroe. We understand that society is shaped by the influence of culture. The goal is if we can influence each of the specific areas of culture, of society, with the message of the kingdom, we will then influence the culture of our nation. At the top or in leadership of each of these areas of society or these cultures is a chief or governing influence. EICC seeks to position kingdom-minded chiefs and leaders and influencers alongside or ahead of those who currently occupy those positions in order to take territory for the kingdom. Our goal as kingdom ambassadors is to bring godly change in the business and community by reaching one or more of its seven spheres of societal and cultural influence. With each mountain, there is a opposing force or a principality that currently presides over the mountain. So having a clear understanding of what that opposing force and principality is also aids in us overcoming to take territory in that particular area. And so for the mountain or the sphere of arts and entertainment, the enemy is the Hivite, where it represents compromise. and the principality is Jezebel, or a spirit of seduction. With business and economy, the enemy that is represented is the Canaanite. And then the overcoming spirit is mammon, or greed. In education, the Amorites, or humanism, is present, while the spirit of Beelzebub, or the spirit of lies, rules. In government, you have the Girgashites, and the prevailing spirit, Lucifer, pride and manipulation. In family, the Jebusites are represented, or rejection. And then the prevailing spirit is Baal, or perversion. In ministry, we see Perizzites, which represent idolatry. And that spirit is this religious spirit, or false worship. And then in media, you have the Hittites, with the prevailing spirit of Apollyon, or destroyer. Conversely, kingdom entrepreneurs need to have a mindset of being a displacing authority with a particular mission in mind. And so the approach will go as such. In the sphere of arts and entertainment, the displacing authority is a prophet with a mission to model the greater creative arts of God and prophecy through them. With business and economy, the displacing authority is also a prophet with a mission to discover and transfer wealth into kingdom purposes. With education, the displacing authority is teachers, whose mission it is to bring in a new fear of God-based curriculum. In the sphere of family, pastors and leaders are the displacing authority, and their mission is to impact societal systems so that the family unit is prioritized. In government, the displacing authority is the apostle, whose responsibility it is to fill the government with humble servants and integral leaders. And then you have media. The displacing authority is the evangelist, and they are to fill the airwaves with good news. In ministry, of course, the Holy Spirit rules, and it's the responsibility of those individuals to model a Holy Spirit-infused life and ministry. We're going to pause on this point. This is only part one of a two-part presentation. But as usual, I want to remind you all to connect with us on the internet, on social media, by going to embassychamber.com. That's embassychamber.com. You can also, at the website, become a member of the chamber by either clicking the Join Now button in the center of the page as you scroll down, or in the upper right-hand corner, you can find a link that says Become a Member. So it's free to join, and we'd be happy to assist you in any way that we can to get your business going, or help you, advise you to get your business growing, or just to give you some tips on the things that entrepreneurs, business owners need to know and don't know. But any way that we can assist, we're willing to do that. On social media, you can find us in three ways. You can find us at Embassy, INTLCOC, or the business page at Embassy International Chamber of Commerce. Likewise, we're on Twitter at Embassy, INTLCOC, as well as Instagram. Thank you for joining me, and we look forward to hosting you again on next Wednesday. Keep in mind that we'll post all of the podcasts Wednesday morning, 7 a.m., Wednesday evening, 7 p.m., live chat discussions. Thank you for joining us, and we'll talk to you next time. Until then, remember, we're connecting faith at the intersection of business. God bless you.